Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Sabrina.
Sabrina, the teenage witch.
Yeah, I hear that all the time.
Yeah, I believe you. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So tell me if you think I'm being paranoid about this. I have a boyfriend named Brian, and he lives over at apartments in Virginia Beach.
Okay, the ones near the hilltop?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were supposed to hang out this past weekend, but he couldn't because he got the flu. And I work right across the street from Carrabba's, and whenever I'm sick, I usually get some of their spicy chicken soup because it really clears up my sinuses.
That is my wife Nicole's favorite thing on the menu.
Yeah. So I get out of work on Friday, I pick him up in order to go, and I swing by his apartment so I can drop it off, you know, being a good girlfriend and everything.
Okay.
So I pull into his parking lot, and I notice this girl is out in the parking lot. She's standing by her car, and she's on the phone. And the reason that I noticed her is because she looked like a prostitute. I'm serious. She had on this long coat with stilettos, and she had all this makeup on, and her hair was all slicked back. Like, I swear to God, I thought she was working the corner the way she was dressed.
Wow.
Okay.
So I get to the stairwell, because Brian's apartment is on the third floor. And as I'm going up, I can hear her following me a little ways behind. And I know it's her, because, like, I can hear her stilettos all the way up the stairs.
Yeah.
So I get up to Brian's floor, and I'm walking down the hall to his door, and this girl is, like, following me. And I knock on his door, and I turn around, and the girl is, like, halfway down the hall from me. And she stops, she looks at me, and then she grabs her phone and puts it up to her face, turns around, and goes down the stairs.
What?
Okay, so do you think she was trying to rob you or something?
Yeah. No. I think she was going up to see Brian. And then when she saw which door I knocked on, she turned around and took off.
Okay. Yeah. So you think she was also going to visit him, but she saw you knocking on the door and was like, uh-oh, I better get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was Brian home? Like, did he answer the door?
Yeah. He answered. And I was like, were you expecting anybody tonight? And he was like, I wasn't even expecting you tonight.
Well, did you tell him about the hooker girl?
Yeah, I was like, there's some freaky looking girl walking around outside, and she followed me up here. And he was like, yeah, we get a lot of weirdos around this building.
Okay, but did he look like he was expecting anybody?
Yeah, like when you went inside, was there like a bunch of candles lit or anything like romantic going on?
I don't think so. I can't remember. Honestly, I was like so freaked out by the whole thing.
Okay, so this girl is either a weird wandering psycho.
A murderer.
Or she was about to rob you for that soup, or she was planning on surprising your boyfriend.
Okay, but can I tell you why I'm worried?
Sure, go ahead. Why?
So Brian is in the Navy, and the last time he deployed, when he was about to come home, he was like, do you need to borrow my trench coat? And I was like, why? And he was like, you're not going to do the trench coat thing for me?
Oh.
And honestly, I didn't even know what the trench coat thing was.
You didn't? You've never heard of that? The girlfriend or sometimes the wife waits there with a trench coat on and some sexy underwear on underneath.
Or nothing underneath.
Oh, yeah, or nothing underneath.
Yeah, I had no idea what he was talking about. I've never dated anybody who goes on deployment before.
Okay.
And when he came back, I didn't do it. And he was like, no trench coat.
So, okay, so you think this girl was trench coating him, maybe like fulfilling that little fantasy for him?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Did you get a good look at her? Like, did she look familiar at all?
No, I didn't recognize her at all.
Okay, so what do you need us to do? You want us to find out if this girl, like, really was there for him?
Yeah, can.
Okay, we can do that. What we should do is we should have Ashley send him a text saying, like, hey, you don't know this, but I tried to trench coat you on Friday, but somebody else showed up before I could. And then, like, maybe see what he writes back.
I don't think we should say it like that because, Sabrina, didn't you say she was on the phone when you saw her?
Yeah, she was on the phone when I first got there. And then when she left, she pulled out her phone.
Okay, so if it was for him, then that's probably who she was talking to. She was probably like, hey, abort Operation Trench Coat.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, all right. So, well, then don't text him saying you don't know this, because he probably knows.
Yeah, I'll just text him and say something like, hey, guess who got a new phone? And then when he goes, who? I'll go, here's a hint. I tried to trench coat you on Friday, but you had company. Okay. And then we'll see what he says back.
Yeah, let's do that instead. And depending on what he writes back, we should know either way, Sabrina, because either he's going to go, what in the hell are you talking about? Who is this? Or he's going to be like, oh, dang, so sorry about that. And then he's busted.
Yes.
So hang on a sec, Sabrina, and then we're going to text him, and we'll see what he says when we come back. So now what we did was we texted Brian. Now, let's talk about, what did you text Brian, first of all?
Okay, I said, hey, guess who got a new phone? And he wrote back, Santa Claus. So I wrote, I said, nope, guess again. And he literally just wrote back the thinking face emoji. So I said, here's a hint. I was in a long coat and stilettos on Friday night, but you had company. And then...
Okay, hang on one second. Sabrina, are you ready to hear this?
Yep.
Okay, so you said I was in a trench coat and stilettos, and he said, and then
he said, OMG, once again, I'm so sorry about that. I had no idea she was coming over, I swear.
Okay. So it looks like your hunch was right. That girl was coming to see him.
I f***ing knew it.
Okay. Do you want us to call Brian up real quick so that he knows that you know?
Yes.
Okay. Ash, text him right now. Write him back and say, hey, I have a secret I need to tell you. Can I call you from my work phone?
Okay, hold on. One second. Can I call you from my work? Okay, done. Hold on.
Okay.
Now we wait.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, because if he says, sure, go ahead, then we're going to call him. And then, Sabrina, you can, you can lay into him if you want to.
He's typing.
Okay.
He said, what secret? So I'm just going to write back. I'm going to call you and tell you right now.
Yeah. Okay. Write him back that. And then give me the sheet of paper with his number on it, because we're...
Sent.
Okay. Sabrina, we're going to call him right now. And then when he answers, it's all yours, okay?
Okay.
Starting at random.
Hello?
Yeah, you want to know a secret?
I don't know. Do I?
Yeah. So here's the secret. Your girlfriend knows that you're a f***ing cheater, asshole.
What?
I said your girlfriend knows you're a f***ing cheater, and she knows that you weren't really sick on Friday, and she knows that you had some slut coming over in her underwear to surprise you.
Wait, who is this?
Oh my God. By the way, happy anniversary on Friday, Brian. You sure found a hell of a way to celebrate it.
Sabrina, are you...
Yeah, and I'm going to save you a lot of effort ahead of time, because I can already tell you're trying to think of some stupid-ass lie. That was me texting you, not your little trench coat skank. But now I know about her, so I hope it was worth it.
Okay, hold on a second. Like, I don't even know what's going on right now. Why are you so
okay,
mad?
No, that's okay, because I do. You're a cheater, and you can't keep your dick in your pants. And you know what the worst part is? I was actually planning to do something like that for our anniversary, only the thing I was going to do was so much better than that. Like, seriously, it would have blown your mind. Like, you would have bragged your friends for a year with what I was going to do to you. But that's cool, you know? I guess I'll find somebody else to do it.
Hold on a second.
Bye, Brian.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.